Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Great is thy faithfulness.
神的信实何其广大。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us go to his word, and we are going to read from Romans chapter 6 this morning.
让我们一起来到神的话语当中，我们一起来看罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6, we are going to read verses 15 to 23.
我们将从十五节念到二十三节。
We'll begin with English, and then Chinese will follow.
我们一开始用英语来读，然后用中文读。
Verse by verse. 一节一节来。
我们一节一节来。
Are we ready?
我准备好了吗？
Are we ready now?
我现在准备好了吗？
Okay.Verse 15, Romans chapter 6, verse 15.
第六章十五节。
What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Let's all read it together. By no means. Okay, verse 15.
这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
Verse 16, together, let's go.Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin which leads to death, or to obedience which leads to righteousness.
十六节一起来，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范。
You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves, just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and ever increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说。你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness.
因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。
What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of?Those things result in death.
你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。
But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子。那结局就是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
We praise God for his word.
我们因为神的话语感谢他。
Now if you say you're a Christian, can you please raise up your hand?
如果你说你是基督徒，那么举下手。
High up.
举高点。
Okay, keep your hand there if you know for sure that you are a slave to God.
如果你很确信你是神的奴仆的话，继续举着你的手。
Before reading Romans 6, like before we read this chapter today, you know you are a slave to God.
这是说我们在读罗马书第六章之前，你知道你是神的奴仆的话，你还举着你的手。
Praise God.
感谢神。
You can now put your hands down.
现在可以放下来了。
Well, may the grace of our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, be with us this morning.
但愿我们的伟大的主人耶稣基督与我们同在。
And through the study of Romans 6, verses 15 to 23,
通过 通过罗马书第六章15到23节的学习
，We'll learn a very important and very fundamental Christian identity.
我们要学习一个非常重要、非常根基的这样的一个我们基督徒的身份的问题。
Slave，
就是奴仆。
And let us first pray and ask for wisdom so as to understand God's word.
让我们一同来祷告，祈求神的智慧，让我们能够明白神的话语。
I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving.
我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称谢他为大。
This will please the Lord more than an ox.
这便叫耶和华喜悦，胜似献牛。
More than a bull with its horns and hoofs.
或是献有角有蹄的公牛。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父
we come to you in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名来到你的面前
For only through Him can we come to you.
因为只有通过耶稣基督我们可以来到你面前
And we pray that as we study your word this morning,
我们祷告我们今天在学习你的话语的时候
it is not out of habit,
这并不是出于我们的一个习惯
not out of ritual,
也不是出于一个礼仪
not out of compliance,
也不是出于一种规范
but that we come to you willingly because we want to know you more.
而是我们应该是心甘情愿地来到你的面前因为我们希望学得更多
and because our heart has been touched by your love
因为我们的心已经被你的爱所摸着
and dear spirit
圣灵啊
may you show us the things of God
祈求你把神的话语展现给我们
so that we will make God our heart's deepest delight
所以我们可以把神当作是我们心里面最深的喜乐
And though at first impression the word slave sounds really awful,
乍听上去奴仆这个字听上去并不悦耳
We pray that we will be taught that to be a slave of God is a wonderful thing.
我们祈求你让我们学习到今天成为神的奴仆是一件非常美的事情
Dear God,
亲爱的神
please draw near to us.
请把我们拉近到你身边
as we now draw near.
就当我们试图来到你身边的时候
In Jesus' precious name we pray
奉主耶稣宝贵的名求
Amen.
Amen
How many of you know at least a pair of twins?
你们当中有谁至少认识有一对双胞胎的
Is it quite confusing at the start to tell who's who?
一开始是不是觉得很难分出他们两个其中的区别呢
Especially if they're identical twins
特别是他们是这种完全一样的这种孪生兄弟
And soThey may look absolutely the same at first impression.
当我们一看上去的时候，他们可能看上去是一模一样的。
But with time, we find that they are very differentiated from their temperaments and their personalities.
但是逐渐的时间过去一段时间，我们认识他们以后，就发现他们的性格跟他们的个性都是很不一样的。
At least from the pairs of twins that I know.
至少从我认识的一对孪生兄弟上，我可以知道。
Some can be more blur than the others.
其中有一位可能是比较模糊比较肮脏的
And another more adventurous
另外一个呢是比较愿意冒险的
And so they may look like the same person but who they are very different
他们看上去好像是一样但是实际上他们是两个完全不一样的人
And we have to wonder perhaps as Christians it is as if we have identical twins too
我在想是不是我们作为基督徒可能也好像有这样的双胞胎的情形呢
There is Samuel the sinner
这有一个罪人愚传道
And then there is Samuel the saint.
有一个圣人愚传道。
Samuel the sinner and Samuel the saint may look like the same person.
这个圣人愚传道跟罪人愚传道看上去好像是同一个人。
But who they are is very different.
但他们的生命的本质是很不一样的。
And our daily lives tell us of the story of these twins.
我每一天的生活就展现出来这两个不同的人物。
So it's like, oh, when I sin, I am Samuel the sinner.
就如果我犯罪的时候呢，我就是这个罪人愚传道。
And when I pray and ask for confession and forgiveness, I am Samuel the saint.
当我祷告的时候，要求神祈求神赦免原谅的时候，我就是这个圣人愚传道。
It's a constant flip-flop ding dong between these two identities.
这两个身份时常在转换，时常在东倒西转。
So experientially, that's how we might feel.
所以在经验上可能这也是我们每一个基督徒的感觉
So at the present it is as if we are living two lives
就好像是我们有两个生命各自有自己的生命
But Paul speaks of a very different perspective on our Christian identity
但保罗讲到基督徒的身份的时候有一个全新的这个角度
In Romans 6:15-23 there is only one possible understanding of who we are in God
从罗马书第六章15到23节我们知道基督徒只能有一个身份
We as Christians are slaves to God because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们作为基督徒，我们只能是神的奴仆。
So if you repeat after me.
所以请大家来重复，跟着我读，跟着我说。
We as Christians.
作为基督徒。
As followers of Jesus Christ.
作为耶稣基督的跟随者。
Are slaves of God.
是神的奴仆。
And as a slave of God, there is no longer Samuel the sinner, but only Samuel the saint.
所以作为神的奴仆，就不再有罪人与传道，只有圣人与传道。
It is very hard to try to grab the idea.
这个概念是很难了解、很难掌握的。
Because our sins are always before us.
因为我们的罪时常在我们的面前。
But yet we are addressed as saints.
但是呢，我们是被神叫做圣人。
And therefore we have to put in that faith.
所以呢，我们要把信心放在前面。
In God's assurance,
是神对我们的应许这样的一个信心。
That in Christ, having been called by God into fellowship with Him,
就是我们被他所召，就是要与他一同得身份，一同联合。
I have no twin brother in Samuel the sinner.
我就没有这个孪生兄弟罪人于传道了。
The old has gone,
旧事已过。
The new has come,
一切都变成新的了。
We are each a new creation if we are in Christ Jesus.
如果我们是在基督耶稣里的话，我们每一个人都是新造的人。
And to know ourselves as slaves of God gives us a whole range more of directives on how we can worship our God.
清楚地知道我们是神的仆人的话，会让我们得到更多的指引，我们怎么样来崇拜神。
So, dear fellow slaves of God,
所以我们所有的这些神的仆人们，
the concept of Christians as slaves have really fallen outOf our Christian consciousness, and very dangerously so.
但是今天在我们基督徒的理念里面，很多时候我们已经不再认为自己是神的仆人了，这是很危险的。
不只是仆人，是奴隶。
奴仆。
It is so critical because as the first century Christians, that was one of their major identities that they held on to.
这个是在第一世纪的基督徒里面，他们是根深蒂固的这样一个概念，就是他们是神的奴仆。
And in America, it's.Kind of unthinkable to even talk about being a slave.
但是在美国的今天，我们很难想象我们可以谈论说我们自己是一个奴仆。
We're talking about human rights, human freedom, human dignity.
我们讲到强调的都是人权，人的尊严，还有这个人的自由。
And slavery has gone into disarray because it is so inhumane as we know it.
我们都知道，在我们的理念里面，奴仆是一个非常不人道的这样的一个用词。
And if you watch Lee Daniels' The Butler, the movie.
如果你看这个《The Butler》这个电影
，will again be reminded of those times that we try to forget，
就提醒我们是有一些过去的不光彩的这个历史是我们希望忘记的。
Times of white supremacy and black enslavement，
就是这个白人奴役黑奴的这样的一个历史是不光彩的。
So I have to ask for patience as we temporarily withhold any rising disgust or discomfort。
所以如果你内心正在上涨的一些反感或者异议的话，我希望你能够有一点的忍耐，让我来完成我今天的这个讲道。
And I have to acknowledge it is indeed not the most glamorous identity that we Christians hold to.
确实是这个奴仆的这个称号并不是一个很光鲜的这个头衔。
But make no mistake, as ironic as it sounds.
但是大家不要搞错，即使是听上去很讽刺。
By the grace of God, we are slaves of God.
因为神的恩典，我们是神的奴仆。
And when Jesus is our master, since we call him Lord,
当我们称耶稣为主的时候，他就是我们的主人。
We are slaves of God.
我们是神的奴仆。
But because we are slaves of God,
但是正是因为我们是神的奴仆
，we are free from sin, free from death, and we are received into God.
我们就脱离了罪，脱离了死亡，我们就被神接纳了。
So what led Paul to address this particular Christian identity?
所以是什么引致保罗来阐明这个奴仆的这个身份呢
？Had we read Romans 1 to 4,
我们有没有读过罗马书第一到第四章呢
？We would know that no one is righteous.
我们知道没有义人。
All have sinned.
所有人都犯了罪。
But we have righteousness because we have faith.
但是因为我们可以成圣，是因为我们有信心。
And it's not faith in anything else but Jesus Christ Himself.
这个信心是唯有建立在耶稣基督身上的。
And then in chapter 5, we are brought into full attention on what Jesus has done.
在第五章的时候，我们就看到这个罗马书是集中讲到耶稣所做的事情。
Through Jesus Christ, we have life.
通过耶稣基督，我们有生命。
Life entered a world that was dead in its sins.
这个生命呢就结束了死亡，结束了罪。
And so coming to chapter 6,
所以来到第六章的时候，
we are now told of what our response as Christians should be.
我们就看到我们作为基督徒我们应该怎么样回应。
We are now to live unto God.
我们现在是为神而活。
Just as much as we used to live unto sin.
就是像是我们曾经是为罪而活一样。
There is a past.
这有一个过去
But there is a very important future right now.
但是也有一个非常重要的将来或者是现在
In verses 1 to 14
从第一到第十四节
Paul wrote about how we now have life because we are now in union with Christ.
保罗写到我们现在与基督已经联合了所以我们有这个生命
We are buried
我们已经被埋葬
And we are now resurrected.
我们已经复活
And now with the life that we are given, Christians, we are now to live it for God.
所以我们给了神给了我们这个新的生命我们就要为神而活
Just as Jesus did
正像耶稣所做的一样
It is our imitation of Christ
我们是在模仿基督
Because Romans 6:10 says
因为罗马书第六章第十节说
Whose death he died Jesus died He died to sin once for all
他向罪死只有一次
But the life he lives to God
他活是向神活着
And so when we are brought to verse 15,
这我们现在就来到第十五节
Paul explained further what it means to live for God.
保罗就进一步的解释，为神而活意味着什么。
What then shall we sin? Because we are not under law but under grace.
那这却怎样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下就可以犯罪吗
？By no means.
断乎不可。
Paul was not in a monologue when he did that.
保罗在这里并不是说他问问题就是在自问自答。
In verse 14, Paul had written,
在第十四节的时候，保罗写道
For sin shall not be your master because you are not under law but under grace.
罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
This is a talk of a switch in management.
这就是一个转换。
Sin is no longer the master.
罪已经不再是我们的主人。
Grace is.
恩典才是。
And so when it comes to such a statement, there's a very natural human logic.That is going to be anticipated.
但是当我们读这节经文的时候，很容易我们就有一个很自然的反应。
And the logic is this.
那个反应是这样的。
Ooh, because now we are under grace.
说哦，我们现在都已经在恩典之下了。
It gives us the license to sin.
所以呢，我们就有这个犯罪的执照了。
Because with grace, we will always be forgiven.
因为有这个恩典，我们永远会被原谅的。
It will be like someone going to hometown buffet.
就有点像是我们要去这个餐馆吃这个包肥餐。
And says, "All right, I can eat all the things that I'd love to have."
就说我可以吃所有的东西，我要吃的东西。
And when I walk out the restaurant,
当我走出去的时候
，Guess what? No weight gain. Woohoo!
我又不需要承担说我会长胖的这样的一个事实。
Paul was anticipating such a terrible logic.
保罗正在想到人会有这样的一个自然的反应。
Unfortunately, this set logic still operates well within the church among Christians.
很不幸的是，直到今天，在基督徒里面，我们还经常有这样的一个思维。
We can listen very carefully for the use of the word grace.
我们必须要很小心的来看待这个恩典的事情。
Grace is now used as a shield to not have to acknowledge wrong or to have to repent.
恩典不应该是作为一个挡箭牌，让我们不需要承认错误和认罪悔改。
Somehow it has become a backup plan for us to indulge in sin.
很多时候我们就在沉浸在这个罪里面，然后我们就用这个恩典来作为我们的后备的计划。
In our profitable mind,
在我们精打细算的思维里面
，we are very quick to seize on grace to be that free pass to sin.
我们很容易就抓住恩典来把它当作是犯罪的这个通行证。
I have grace, I will be bailed out of jail.
我有恩典，所以呢，我不需要承担任何的结果。
And then we listen to the use of the word grace.
所以我们非常应当小心的来运用恩典这个词。
Come on, give grace.
说来吧，给他恩典吧。
This comes at a time when discipline is required.
即使是我们应该处分，应该对一些错误的行为做出 处分的时候我们就说我们要给恩典
Someone needs to know that there are consequences to wrong actions
我们必须知道错误的决定错误的行动是要有结果的
And so grace becomes the veil for us to cover our reluctance or inability to minister discipline
所以 恩典呢，就作为一个挡箭牌，就我让我们没有办法对一些错误的行为来指责。
And a very scary logic works behind that.
这是一个非常可怕的思维。
There is no grace in discipline.
在处分的时候，我们就没有恩典了。
Is that true?
是吗？
So we have to think on both sides.
所以我们需要从两方面来想。
I had an experience of having to say, "Hey, why didn't you show up?"
我有一次有这样一个经验，我就质问一位弟兄说：“你为什么没有来呢？为什么没有准时到呢
？”I was given this response.
他就这样回答我。
Oh, give grace.
或者我们就给他恩典就好了。
But you had a responsibility to do work.
但是呢，我们有责任来做对的事情。
Oh, give grace.
说就给他恩典就好了。
And the person did walk away.
所以这个人呢就没有受到任何的处罚。
And if I hadn't given him grace at that point,
如果我当时是给了他恩典的话，
或者说我没有给他，
或者我没有给他恩典的话
，I will be the ungracious one.
我就变成好像是一个没有恩慈的人。
I am the sinner.
好像我就是变成罪人了。
Grace,
恩典。
And Paul was reacting very, very strongly to such an abuse of grace.
对这样滥用恩典的情形，保罗是非常的愤怒的。
In the book of Romans, we'll see this over and over again. By no means.
在罗马书里面，我们经常看到这样的一句子，就是说断乎不可。
And in the Greek expression, it just simply means no.
在希腊原文里面，这就是一个很强烈的否定。
As affirmative as a no can be, it's a no.
这是一个最强烈的否定，没有再比它更强烈的了。
And when he asked the rhetorical question, "Shall we sin because we are not under sin, but we are under grace?"
所以他在问，就是说，我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以继续犯罪吗
？Again, Paul says no.
保罗继续说，这是断乎不可的。
So essentially, we get a double no.
所以这就是一个双重的否定。
And Paul was emphatically warning any Christian who harbored any thought on abusing grace.
保罗强调不能滥用恩典。
So just because there is grace to forgive sins doesn't mean that we can go on sinning deliberately.
因为有恩典可以让我原谅我们的罪，我们不应该继续的故意的犯罪。
As we are warned of in Hebrews chapter 10.
就像在希伯来书第十章警告我们一样。
And in fact, Paul is not alone in this warning.
保罗在这件事情上也不是单独的。
Jude wrote this.
犹大书写道。
They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord.
他们是不虔诚的，将我们神的恩典当作放纵情欲的机会，并且不认识独一的主宰，我们的主耶稣基督。
And then Peter wrote this.
彼得也这样写。
Live as free men.
你们虽是自由的。
But do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil.
却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒。
Live as slaves of God.
总要做神的仆人。
And now that we have a new identity of saints because of the Lord Jesus Christ,
因为耶稣基督，我们有了这样的一个新的身份，这个圣徒的身份。
We are not to abuse grace.
我们不可以滥用恩典。
Whether in the giving or the receiving.
不管是接受恩典还是给予恩典。
Because if we do that, it will be as if we haven't known God at all.
如果我们滥用恩典的话，就好像是我们不认识神一样。
So what then is grace?
那什么是恩典呢
？In Romans chapter 5 verses 20 to 21, Paul wrote this.
罗马书第五章二十到二十一节，保罗写道。
The law was added so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness and to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多。只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。就如罪作王，叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
So we do have this common definition of what grace is.
所以我们都知道，这个是圣经里面对恩典的定义。
Which is to say that it's something given to someone who is undeserving of that something given.
就是说一个人他不配得到这个东西但是还是得到了这个东西
That is true
这是对的
And we now also will have to understand that grace is being given to overcome sin
但是我们也应该知道恩典给了我们是让我们去战胜罪
Looking at what Paul wrote
看看保罗所写的
It basically means that grace will overpower death and sin
就是恩典可以战胜死亡，战胜罪。
You can increase death and sin by manifold.
不管罪有多大。
And grace will increase by manifold.
恩典也有多大。
And it will triumph.
恩典永远得胜。
But grace is never the license for us to sin or to go on sinning.
但是恩典不是我们继续犯罪的借口。
Grace is given to us so that we can have that chance to battle and overcome any sin that is in our lives.
恩典给了我们是让我们去能够战胜我们生命里面所有的罪。
Grace is that second chance if and when we do sin.
所以当我们实在是被过犯所胜的时候，这个恩典就是我们的第二次机会。
But it's not the medium or the platform for us to be comfortable to be in our sins.
但是这个并不是说让给了我们一个平台，让我们在罪里面悠然自得。
So, what is to be comfortable in our sins?
所以什么是在罪里面感到很自在呢？
It could be to casually admit defeat.
我就说算了，我没办法，对罪是没有办法的。
Go down without a fight.
对罪不做任何的抗争。
Or worse.
或者更糟糕的是。
To adopt sin as a lifestyle.
把罪当作一种生活的方式。
Or what's scary is, we ask.
但是很可怕的是，我们问。
What is sin? Is this sin? Could that be sin?
说这个是罪吗？那个是罪吗？
We have to ask ourselves at that time.
我们必须要问自己。
Are we really seeking?
我们真的在寻求吗？
Or are we finding a way out?
我们只是在找出路吗？
And interestingly, it is what is missed out in the abuse of verse 14 that is very critical.
很有趣的是，我们读第十四节的时候，往往遗漏到一个很重要的事实。
We hear give grace.
我们看到说要给予恩典。
But we don't hear for sin shall not be your master.
但是我们没有读到说罪不能做你们的主。
And when there is a master, there is a slave.
当有一个主人的时候，就有一个仆人。
For the first Christians, for first century Christians who received the letter to the Romans.
在第一世纪的这个基督第一世纪的时候的基督徒们，他们收到这个罗马书的时候
，They will have no problem understanding this.
他们对这个奴仆的这个概念是没有任何的意义的。
The moment you say master, the moment you say master,
当你说主人的时候
，immediately I'm saying I'm a slave.
你马上就知道自己是一个奴仆。
And as a slave of God and not of sin is who we are.
我们说作为神的奴仆，我们要清楚知道我们身份是什么。
Because we say, dear Lord Jesus.
我们说主耶稣基督。
And so in verse 16, shall we all read verse 16 together again?
我们一起来读第十六节。
Chinese and English together.
中文英文一起读。
Don't you know that when you offer yourself to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? Again, Paul phrased it as a question.
所以保罗这里再一次的用问题的形式来说这句话。
But it really is a statement as a question.
但是实际上是一个事实，不是，并不是说只是一个问题而已。
Paul asks, "Don't you know?"
保罗说，岂不知
？Of course, the Roman Christians they knew.
当然，这个罗马的基督徒们他们是很清楚的。
They knew that there could be only one allegiance.
他们知道只能是效忠于一个主人。
And there can be only one master.
也只有一个主人。
And with that one only allegiance comes obedience, which goes hand in hand.
当我们向谁忠心的时候，我们就会顺服谁，这个是并行的。
There can be no situation where they belong to one master but not do what that one master says.
不可能说我们是有一个主人，但是我们不听这个主人的话。
So it's as if you are an employee.
所以如果你作为一个公司的职员
，For example, maybe you work in IBM.
或者你举个例子说你在 IBM 上班。
And then you say, "Yeah, I'm an employee of IBM."
你说我是 IBM 的职员。
But I'm going to do it the Apple way.
但是我要去做这个 Apple 的那个事情。
Maybe in today's context, where we say, "Yes, let ideas come," that is acceptable.
在今天的这个社会，或许我们会说，哎呀，有更多的主意，更多的想法是更好的。
But it still sounds awkward.
但是这个是非常奇怪的。
And what we have to understand is that when we say we are a slave to one master, we can only listen to that one master.
当我们说我们是谁的哪个主人的奴仆的时候，我们只能听从这个主人的。
It calls for obedience.
这是需要我们顺服的。
And now when Paul used the term slave,
当保罗用这个奴仆的这个字的时候
，It doesn't just mean employee or helper in the household.
并不是说只是一个雇员或者是一个家庭的帮工而已。
And it possibly could have shocked the Roman Christians.
在当时罗马那些基督徒听到这个词的时候，他们可能会感到非常的震惊。
Because most likely some of them are slaves.
因为很可能是他们其中的这些基督徒们很多就是奴仆。
And some of them are slave masters.
或者是他们是奴仆的主人。
And just to give you a little background information on what slave really mean back in the time when Paul wrote this letter.
在保罗说写这个书信的时候，这个奴仆这个字是什么意思呢？
A slave in the understanding of the Roman world is that the slave is not a person but a thing.
在罗马那个统治下的时候，那个制度之下，一个奴仆只是一个东西而已，并不是人。
He could very well be a pot or a potato, doesn't matter.
他跟这个土豆跟一个盆子是没有什么区别的。
He is a thing that could be traded.
它是一个东西，是可以被交易的。
And Paul is not trying to say that we are a thing to God.
保罗并不是说我们在神面前只是一个东西。
But he wants to call us to this very important quality of a slave.
但他却想提醒我们，就是作为奴仆的身份应该是怎么样的。
A slave, by definition, is all body, mind, and soul belonging to his master.
一个奴隶就是他的思维、他的灵魂、他的身体都是属于他的主人的。
Samuel the slave has no say on who Samuel is except who the master says I am.
这个渔船到奴仆，他只能听从他的主人的，他自己没有自己的主张的。
If I'm a footstool, I'm a footstool. I'm not Samuel.
如果我只是一个小小板凳的话，我就是个小板凳。
And I'm to only answer to God's call, to the master's call. Sorry.
我只需要回应主人的呼召。
So this is where Paul wants us to be very, very careful about.
所以这里是保罗希望我们非常小心的一点。
Is that we do belong all body, mind, and soul to our Lord.
我们的身体、灵魂、我们的思维都是属于我们的主的。
And we can only listen to what the Lord commands.
我们只能听从主对我们的呼召。
And back in the day, the master had total dominion over the slaves.
在那个时代。奴隶主对奴隶是可以有完全的主权的。
And in the wrong hands,
或者是
if the slave is in the wrong hands,
如果这个奴隶主不好的话
，the slave is in for a terrible life.
这个奴隶呢就会那个生活会很残酷，
could,
很不幸的。
The master could crucify the slave just because.
这奴隶主甚至可以处死这些奴仆。
And in the Roman Empire,
在罗马帝国
，the slave masters are allowed to keep the slaves up to their 30 years old.
这些奴隶主可以把这些奴隶禁锢在自己的家里，直到他们三十岁。
And after that, they can let the slaves go.
三十岁以后呢，他们可以离开。
But guess what?
但猜一猜什么事情
？Average age of a slave back then is 30 years old.
这些奴仆的平均寿命就只有三十岁。
So it's not really a kind thing to let the slaves go.
所以这个并不是说让这些奴仆可以走是一种恩慈的表现。
So in the Roman Empire, once a slave, always a slave, and you die as a slave.
所以在罗马帝国，一旦为奴就永远为奴，直到死。
So dear brothers and sisters, at this point, how does it feel to be called slaves of God?
所以弟兄姊妹们，到了现在，我们认为被称呼神的奴仆，我们是怎么感觉呢？
But at the same time, we have to be very careful not to say, "Oh, I'm a thing to God."
但是呢，我们必须要非常小心，我们并不是在神面前只是一个东西而已。
Because we have other Christian identities, such as we are the child of God, we are the holy priests of God.
我们在神面前还有其他的身份，比如说我们是神的儿子，我们是这个君尊的祭司。
So certainly we are precious in His sight.
我们在他的眼前是宝贵的。
But how do we say, "I belong"? To you and you only, and I will listen to you and you only.
但是我们怎么样向神来回应说，我们只单单属于你，只是属于你。
How do we consciously put that into practice?
我们怎么样有意识的来实践这样的一个信仰呢？
Do we still consider ourselves to be entitled?
我们还认为我们自己是享有很多的特权吗？
Demanding against our master this and that.
我们可以要求神给我们做这个做那个吗？
Just to give an example, why haven't you blessed me? I am your holy nation.
举个例子说，我们可以向神说，你为什么不来祝福我呢？我是你们君尊的国度。
You as my king should provide for me.
你作为我的王，你应该为我提供一切。
Maybe not in such a harsh tone.
或者并不是说那么的强烈。
You might say, why haven't you granted my wish?
为什么你没有满足我的要求呢？
I am your child, Abba Father.
我是你的孩子啊，阿爸父。
You should thought of me.
你应该是特别的爱我的，不对吗？
Love me.
你应该爱我呀。
But what about I am your slave? You are my Lord. Tell me what to do.
但是作为一个相反的一个角度，我们看说，如果我们跟神说，我是你的仆人，你告诉我要当做什么？
Whatever happened to take my life and consecrate it?
或者跟神说，把我的生命拿去，把它分别为圣。
Whatever happened to, just as you told me to love my enemies and to pray for those who persecute me, I will do that with no buts.
或者是我们跟神，会不会跟神说，我们要爱我们的敌人，要为那些逼迫我们的人祷告，没有任何的犹豫呢？
Dear fellow saints of God,
亲爱的神的奴仆们，
past our outward posture of worship,
除去我们敬拜的外表。
May God help us to know if there is that little fighting voice in our hearts to say, I'm still resisting that lordship of Jesus Christ.
让我们清楚地知道，在我们的心里面还有个跟神争执的这样的一个声音。
And here is the inconvenient truth.
作为一个令人不自在的这样的一个真理。
We will always be a slave.
我们永远只能是做一个奴仆。
Never a master.
永远也做不了主人。
So we are either a slave in sin or to God.
要不就做罪的仆人，要不就是罪做神的奴仆。
We are either enslaved by the ruthless financial systems of the world,
或者是我们是在这个无情的这个社会，这个财经社会的之下的奴仆。
Or we are enslaved by God's way of providing,
或者是我们可以做神的，相信神的供应的这样的一个奴仆。
We are either enslaved by the unsatisfying limited pleasure systems of the world that says, woohoo, just party and you'll be fine.
或者是我们可以被这个暂时取乐的这样的一个社会现象所禁锢的这样的一个奴仆。
Or we are enslaved by God's way of providing us unending happiness through a walk with Him.
或者是我们可以做一个与神同行的这样一个奴仆，得到一个永不枯竭的喜乐。
We are either enslaved by the demanding system of identity and of worth of this world.
或者是我们成为这个社会的追求名利的这样的一个风气的奴仆。
Or we are enslaved by God's way of telling us who we are. We are His children, we are His people, we are His slaves.
或者是我们可以做一个奴仆，是让神告诉我们，我们是他的孩子，我们是他所爱的。
And Paul says, Thanks be to God, though you used to be slaves in sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teachings to which you are entrusted.
所以保罗如释重负地叹息说，感谢神，因为你们从前虽做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范。
You have been set free from sin and have now become slaves of righteousness.
我们已经从罪里得到了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
There was a past and there is a now and there is a future.
所以我们有一个过去，有一个现在，还有一个将来。
And for the Roman Christians, they would not be where they were if not for God.
所以作为罗马这些基督徒们，如果不是神的话，他们就没有他们当时的光景。
They have been set free, meaning that they had an external power that came in to bring them out of it.
他们从罪里得了释放，就是说有一个外在的力量把他们拯救出来了。
Have been set free.
他们得了释放。
And have been set free is not just a past, it's a continuous work of God.
所以这个不是说只是一次性的行为，而是一个持续的行动。
And their salvation came through the gospel.
他们的拯救来自于福音。
Paul says the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
保罗说这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
And God demonstrates His love for us.In this,
也神也从我向我们展现了他的爱。
While we are still sinners, God, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
So God took the initiative to bring us out of sin.
所以神采取主动把我们带出死亡，带出罪。
While we were still sinners,
当我们还是做罪人的时候。
While we don't even know what righteousness means.
当我们并不知道什么叫公义。
While we don't know what grace is, we don't know what light is.
当我们并不知道什么是生命，什么是恩典。
Christ died for us, for our sins, so that we can be brought out of it.
所以基督为我们的罪而死，使我们得到释放。
And as Christians, they have remained faithful to the teachings of God.
所以作为基督徒，我们应该对神的这样的一个教导有忠实的态度。
And it's wholeheartedly.
我们应该是一个全新的这样的一个顺从。
Meaning that the whole person is thrown into this obedience.
就是我们全人都要这样来顺服神。
It's not just I have the intention to obey.
并不是说我们只有一个顺服的意愿。
But there's action in the obedience.
而是在这个顺服当中要有行动。
And so we see first century Christians, they are killed for their faith.
所以我们看到第一世纪的基督徒们，他们因为信仰而被谋害。
Their testimony is so shocking because there is so little resistance.
他们的见证是那么的令人 震惊，因为他们并没有去反抗。
And their testimony is shocking because they simply allow their lives to tell the story.
他们的见证是那么的感人，是因为他们用自己的生命来述说这样的一个见证。
They simply held on to the teaching that the Lord is their master and He will bring them into eternal life.
所以他们持守的一个信仰就是，我们的神就是主人，会把我们带到永恒里面去。
And so it is should be with us, dear brothers and sisters.
所以这样的一个教导，也应该这样的一个信仰，也应该是在我们的心里面。
I'm not saying that we go out now and say, "Kill me, kill me! I'm the son of God."
我们并不是说我们现在就可以走出去说你来杀我吧，因为我是神的儿子。
But it's to so that we can have a direct adherence to the teaching of God.
但是呢，我们应该去持守神的这样的一个教导。
And we have to believe that the word of God is true.
那相信神的。话是对的。
We believe by doing what he commands us to do.
我们相信是因为我们可以通过去做他所教导我们的来展示。
Once we have the teachings about God in us, once we have the teachings of God in us,
当我们有神的教导在我们心里面的时候，
we'll start to know what righteousness is.
我们就知道什么是公义。
And here's the news.
我要告诉大家一件事情。
Once we know what righteousness is, the hard lifelong battle against sin begins.
当我们知道什么是公义的时候，我们与神，我们与罪的这个争斗就开始了。
Because by the law we now know what is sin.
因为从律法上面我们知道什么是罪。
We didn't know what coveting is until God told us what coveting is.
我们不知道什么叫贪心，直到神在律法里面告诉我们什么是贪心。
And we truly acknowledge that it will not be an easy commitment.
我们知道这样的一个委身是不容易的。
And there are so many wisdoms out there that tell us that sin is okay.
这个世上有很多的这种所谓的智慧告诉我们说犯罪是没有关系的。
But may we have that strength in God to only listen to the teachings of God.
希望我们都有这样的一个力量，让我们能够持守神的教导。
As the sheep will only follow the shepherd because they know his voice.
就像羊跟着他的主人，因为他认识他的声音。
And Paul wants to remind every one of us just what kind of sinfulness there was.
保罗想试图提醒我们，我们在过去是怎么样的生活在罪里面。
So we have to read Romans chapter 1 verses 29 to 32.
所以我们可以读罗马书第一章二十九到三十二节。
On your own.
你们自己可以读。
And then you find out, wow, the range of sin, and Paul's not done yet.
我们看到哇，这里怎么这么多的罪啊？保罗还没有写完呢。
But that is enough for us to have to tackle.
但已经足够让我们看到这个罪的严重性。
And Paul wants to tell us that just as we have 100% commitment to sin before,
保罗在这里告诉我们，就像我们过去是100%的投入到罪里面去。
Now is 100% commitment for righteousness.
那现在我们应该100%的投入到神里面。
As Paul writes, just as.
保罗说，照样。
So it's equal transference.
所以这是一个完全的这样的一个转变。
And it's a different management.
我们在不同的管理之下了，是有一个不同的功用的。
It used to be for sin, for my own pleasure.
以前是为了罪，为了我自己的欢乐。
But now it's for God and it's for righteousness.
那现在是为了神，为了公义。
And Paul is using word plays now.
保罗在这里用了一些词汇上的变化。
He put slaves and free and control together.
他把自由跟奴隶、奴仆，还有这个管理放在一起。
And today we hear of freedom calls to fight for liberty.
我们今天经常听到说为自由而斗。
As if freedom or liberty in and of itself is good.
好像这个自由自主这个本身是一件好的事情。
But Paul wants to remind us of one thing.
但保罗想要提醒我们一件事情。
There's a freedom that is fatal.
有一些自由是致命的。
And that freedom is the freedom from the control of righteousness.
就是。不被义所约束的自由是可怕的。
Because the heart of man is wicked.
因为人的内心是邪恶的。
It's inclined, we have the natural inclination to just go to do sin.
我们就有一种很本能的这种倾向，就是去犯罪的。
And Paul in verse 19 says, I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves.
保罗在十九节说，我因你们肉体软弱，就照常人的话对你们说。
We'll come out with all these weird logics.
我们会时常会有一些很奇怪的想法。
So that we can be more at ease when we sin.
所以呢，就在我们犯罪的时候还自我安慰。
I've read this book by a deceased New Atheist. He's called Christopher Hitchens.
我读一本书，是一个刚刚去世的一位无神论者所写的，这个人叫 Christopher Hitchens。
His book is titled God is Not Great。
这本书的名字叫神不伟大。
And the more I read, the more I wonder, is it God that Hitchens has a problem with, or is it the control of righteousness that he has a problem with？
我在读这本书的时候，我越来越发现说，这个人他到底是跟神过意不去呢，还是他自己不愿意顺服在义的约束之下？
Because it really seems like there are so many things that he would like to do without having to feel guilty about it.
因为好像有很多的事情他是希望想要去做，但是又不想有负罪感的。
And the natural logic to not want to feel guilty is to not to have God, because without God there's no righteousness. Without righteousness we don't have to feel what is sin.
所以一个很自然的反应，如果你不想要有负罪感的话，那最好就是没有神，因为没有神的话就没有公义，没有公义他就没有负罪感了。
He wanted to be free from the control of righteousness.
所以他不想被公义所约束。
But I believe Paul would be quick to ask him if he was still alive.
但如果我相信，如果他们两个保罗和他都同时还在世的时候 的话，保罗可能会问他，
Will that freedom do you any good?
这样的一个自由给你带来什么样的果子呢？
Just as he asked the Roman Christians, did that liberty from righteousness do you any good?
正像他问这些罗马的信徒们说，这个被义所约束的这样的一个自由是给你带来什么样的果子呢？
Just think about the consequence of the sin.
你也可以想一想罪给你带来的结果。
Those things result in death.
这些事情会引向死亡。
So being free to be unrighteous is a death sentence.
所以不受义的约束的这种所谓的自由是一个死亡的这样的一个道路。
And we just have to look around to see what happens when we evacuate God out of anyone's life.
当我们看看人的心里面没有神的时候会发生什么样的情形。
We see those senseless murders that have taken millions and millions in America, Russia, Germany, Cambodia, Rwanda, and so on.
我们看到在美国，在俄国，在德国，在柬埔寨，所有的这些国家里面，这些这么多的大屠杀是怎么样导致的？
Let's not talk international scenes.
我们并不需要讲把国家大事在这里讲。
Local, ourselves.
我们在看我们自己。
When we evacuate God out of our lives.
当我们把神从我们心里面除去的时候，
Power, greed, and lust takes over.
这些对权力的欲望，对的情欲在掌管我们。
Our lives have an increasing emptiness, meaninglessness, aggressions, and hurts.
当这些东西来掌握我们的生命的时候，我们的生命就变成空虚，像捕风，我们希望去争斗。
To revive our soul, we need the law of the Lord, which is perfect.
要让我们的灵魂苏醒，我们必须要有神的完美的这样的律法。
And Paul reminds us in verses 22-23.
在22-23节，保罗再次提醒我们。
But now you have been set free from sin and become slaves to God. The benefit that you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
And for him to repeat again, he says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他又再重复地说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
So there is not all enslavements are bad.
所以并不是所有的奴役都是坏的。
In fact, when we are enslaved to God, it is very good.
当我们是做神的奴仆的时候，这是非常好的事情。
Because we will have a perfectly good master.
因为我们有一个完美的主人。
Who will direct us to do perfectly good things.
他会教导我们做完美的好的事情。
That will reap perfectly good results.
会结出美好的果子。
Instead of earning sin.The wages of sin, wages means you earned it.
这个工价是你赚取来的。
Meaning, I've toiled all my life, at the end of the day, I get a paycheck that says death.
就说我一生在努力的赚取，但最后得到的就是说我要去死，这样的一个这样一个结果。
So instead of that, in Christ, we are given a gift.
所以相反的，我们是从耶稣那里得到了一个礼物，恩赐。
So a gift is not earned, but given.
这个恩赐不是我们赚取来的，而是给予我们的。
And we simply says, yes, okay, I'll take that.
我们只是说好，我就要它。
And how is this gift made possible?
那这个礼物是怎么样才有可能呢？
This gift of eternal life, which is to know God and Jesus Christ.
这个导致永生的这样的一个恩赐是通过认识耶稣基督而来。
It is possible because of Jesus Christ, who came to show us who God is.
是因为耶稣基督来到这里，告诉我们神是谁。
And note that Paul concludes with such a solemn address of who Jesus Christ is.
所以保罗在这里作为一个总结，他告诉我们耶稣基督是谁。
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
耶稣基督，我们的主，耶稣基督。
Jesus is to save.
耶稣。
Save his people out of sin.
耶稣基督就是耶稣，就是拯救的意思，就是把人从罪里面拯救出来。
Christ, he is the anointed one by God to do that.
基督就是那受膏者，就是神来膏他，让他来完成这样的使命。
And the Lord, who is here to reign, to rule, to be the master.
说这个主就是来管理、来掌控、来做我们主人的。
And so thanks be to God that we have Jesus Christ.
感谢主，我们有耶稣基督。
And by the grace of God, we can know who Jesus Christ is.
因为神的恩典，我们认识了耶稣基督。
And that we can have this righteousness that comes from God through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
通过我们的相信，通过我们对耶稣基督的信心，我们就得到了神的这种公义。
So one time I was having lunch with a friend.
所以有一次我跟一个朋友在吃午饭。
And a person came up and said, "Please give me a second chance."
有一个人就走到我面前说，请你给我再一次的机会。
The reason why he was saying that is because he's an ex-convict and he's now selling keychains to make a living.
因为他为之所以这样说，是因为他原来是一个犯人，但是他现在是靠卖这个钥匙串来过活。
So for every keychain that he sells, he's taking a positive step towards a better life.
所以每卖一个这个钥匙串，他就往他重新建立他的生活的那个方向走进了一步。
So after we bought the keychains,
所以当我们买了这个钥匙串以后
，He said this to us.
他对我们这样说
：“It is because of Christ that I live today.
因为耶稣，我今天能活着。”
He changed my life.
他改变了我的生命。
And I now live for Christ.
我现在为基督而活。
I do not remember if he said something about glory to God.
我不记得他有没有说哦，把荣耀归给神。
But the glory of God was shown.
但是从他的生命里面，我们就看到了神的荣耀。
And to think that he was a criminal who was given a death sentence for real.
他曾经是被判死刑的这样的一个罪犯。
But somehow he was pardoned.
但是他后来被释放了。
And he was.Given an eternal death sentence, but because of Christ, he now is completely released from the grip of sin and death.
他本来是永远死亡的，但是现在因为耶稣基督，他得到了这个永生。
And what a turnaround in his life it has been once this new boss started to take charge of his life.
他有了新的主人以后，我们看到他这个生命完全的改变了。
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
因他活着，我能面对明天。
And I can face my past and my future too.
而且因为他这样，我还可以面对我的过去，还有我的将来。
So how will we introduce ourselves the next time when someone says, "Who are you?"
所以当下次别人问我们你是谁的时候，我们怎么回答呢
？Hi, my name is Samuel, and I'm a pastor.
我是渔传道，我是一个牧师。
Or is it, "Hi, my name is Samuel, and I'm a slave of God."
或者是我是 Samuel, 我是神的仆人。
Maybe so, but maybe not.
可能也可能不是，对不对
？Depending on your audience, right?
取决于你在跟谁说话。
You might lose an audience because they think you're cuckoo.
因为人对你的奇怪的回答，你可能会失去一个朋友。
But then at the same time, in our hearts, we have to be sincere and we have to be unafraid to say that I am a slave of God.
但在我们的心里面，我们应该毫无畏惧地说，我们是神的仆人。
And if you get a dirty look,
如果你会得到的是一个很奇怪的眼光
，That's the opportunity for us to step in. Let me tell you of a freedom that leads to death, and let me tell you a slavery that leads to life.
你正是可以跟他说。为什么我有这样的一个信仰？怎么样才可以得到这个永生
？That's when you can talk the gospel.
这就是你可以把福音传给他的时候。
So let us be diligent in remembering who we are now.
所以让我们都非常认真的、清楚的知道我们是谁。
Just as a husband who is now married, who used to be a single bachelor.
正像一个丈夫，他以前是个单身汉，现在已经是结婚了，成为丈夫了。
He has to live as a husband. He can't just say, "Oh, you know what? Back in the days when I was single, yeah, that was back in the day."
他就应该像丈夫做丈夫的这样活着，他不应该再想着说，我以前单身的时候，我可以做这个，做那个。
Now you are the husband.
现在你是做丈夫的了。
Same thing for a wife.
做妻子的也是一样。
Same thing for an employee as an employer. All these things.
做职员的、雇主啊，其实这种身份都是一样的。
And in Romans 6:11-14, it says,
罗马书第六章十一到十四节
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey all its evil desires.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具。
But rather, offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life.
倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness.
将肢体做当作义的器具献给神。
For sin shall no longer be your master.
罪必不能做你们的主。
Because you are not under the law but under grace.
因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
And if there's one term that Paul loves to use,
有一个用词是保罗经常喜欢用的。
Which we also have to start to love to use.
我们也慢慢学会喜欢用的。
Is in Christ.
就是在基督里。
It is possible.To live for God because we live in Christ.
因为我们住在基督里，所以我们可以为神而活。
So we may be we may be discouraged because of the road that we have walked down, maybe.
或者是因为我们的过去，我们感到失望。
And we may be discouraged even in the present because we have so many stumbles.
或者在今天，我们有很多的失败，很多的跌倒，我们感到失望。
And really trust that Satan will never let you go until the day you die.
而且我们要清楚地知道，撒旦永远不会放过我们。
Because now you have left his management and he hates that.
因为你从他的国度里面出来了，他不喜欢这样的事情。
So trust that he will keep pestering you with your past, with all the sinfulness and whatever that is to come.
所以你一定要清楚地知道，撒旦一定会继续地来缠绕你，他用你的过去的失败来使你失望。
Trust that he will give you memories galore and temptations all around.
也，他一定会用各种各样的诱惑来使你走偏路。
And be aware that he is trying to despair us from that hope we have in Christ Jesus.
他是希望我把我们在主里面的这个希望把它给夺去。
But drill this into our consciousness.
但是我们要深深地印在我们脑海里面。
In Christ.
在基督里
In Jesus Christ
在基督耶稣里
In Jesus Christ our Lord
在基督耶稣我们的主里
In Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior
在我们的主耶稣基督我们的救主里
Because we have freedom and we can overcome sin
因为我们有自由我们可以战胜
It is by Christ's death that we can now rebuke Satan You have lost Go away
因为耶稣基督我们可以斥责撒旦他已经失败他要离开
It is by Christ's blood on the cross that we can sayThough prone to wander, I am nevertheless a saint because I believe in the Son of God.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上的血，我们可以放胆地说，我们虽然有时候会走迷，但是我们是在神面前是圣人，我们可以跟随神。
And it is by Christ's resurrection that we, although we now groan inwardly, but we can hope for a future that the perfect will come.
因为耶稣的复活，我们可以对将来有指望。
And on that day we'll say, Worthy is the Lamb.
在那天我们可以说曾被杀的羔羊是配得的
So now that we are slaves of God it's no longer about us trying to attain our own perfection but it's always the attention of just how perfect Christ Jesus is
所以我们作为神的仆人我们不再需要来改进自己来做到完美而是要把注意力集中在神的完美之上
It's about knowing that we are righteous because of God and not because we have good standing because we did something good
我们知道我们是公义的可以称义并不是说我们做了什么好的事情而是因为神的救赎
And so if we have abused grace as a license to sin, then we repent.
如果我们曾经滥用恩典来把恩典当作犯罪的执照的话，我们需要悔改。
If we have been lazy to abide by the teaching of God, then we repent.
如果我们对神的话语没有认真的追求，我们要悔改。
If we have not relied on the power of Christ to try to overcome sin, then we repent.
如果我们没有依靠神的力量来战胜罪恶的话，我们要悔改。
And then we try to find, and then we find comfort again.
所以我们就这样的话，我们就可以找到安慰。
Knowing that we are forgiven and we are received unto God because of Christ.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们被原谅，我们被神接纳。
And it might be that we are indulging in sin because we don't know just how awful sin is.
或许我们并不知道罪的这个可怕的结果。我们曾经在罪里面打滚。
And we don't know how delightful God is.
或者我们并不知道神是多么的美好。
If that's the case, look to the cross.
如果是这样的话，我们仰望十字架。
See the bleeding Christ, and you know how awful sin is.
看到流血的基督，我们就知道罪是非常可怕的。
See the bleeding Christ, and you know how loving God is.
但是看到这个流血的基督，我们也知道神的爱是完美的。
And then find strength again.
这样我们就可以得到力量。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神是帮助我们的，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
没有任何的事情可以让我们与神的爱隔绝，这是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
So as Christians, as slaves who call God Master, do you believe that this is true?
我们作为基督徒，我们把神称呼为我们的主，我们相信这一切吗？
If you do, can I hear a resounding amen from you?
如果你相信的话，说 amen.
Praise God.
感谢神。
And with that amen, go on and live as slave of God.
用这样的一个 amen 就可以继续的去过我们的基督徒的生活。
As who you are in Christ.
我们在基督里是谁呢？
As someone who will battle sin for a lifelong time.
是我们必其生的经历来与罪抗衡的。
But yet has the power to overcome it.
但是我们是有能力去战胜，有这个大能去战胜这个罪的。
Because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的缘故。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for saving us.
在天上的父，我们感谢你拯救我们。
That our freedom from sin is continuously in effect since we have believed in your Son Jesus Christ.
我们脱离罪恶的这样的一个事实是一直的在延续的。
And dear God, you have said.
神啊，你这样说。
The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who take refuge in him.
耶和华救赎他仆人的灵魂，凡投靠他的必不至定罪。
So keep us in you.
把我们保全在你的里面。
Till the day we meet our master.
直到我们见到你主面。
Change our heart, O God.
神啊，改变我们的心。
Make it ever true.
改变我们的心。
Change our heart, O God.
改变我们的心，神啊。
May we be like Jesus Christ.
让我们能够更像基督。
Encourage us when we are down.
当我们失落的时候，鼓励我们。
Or that we have triumphed over one temptation because our Lord has helped us.
让我们能够战胜我们生命里面的诱惑。
Help us to give glory to you.
让我们能够把荣耀归给你。
And we thank you and pray this in the only saving name in heaven and earth.
我们凭着这个天底下唯一能够拯救的名，耶稣基督。
The name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.